Pax Bastion, palace of Peter the Great. Peter the Great in the city of 1704. In 1704, the Russian army of Peter the Great once again approached the walls of Narva and besieged the city. The Russian army consists of 45,000 soldiers, while the garrison of Narva was made up of approximately 5,000 soldiers. Yet Narva had a huge advantage. Right before the beginning of the Great Northern War, the Swedes built a chain of high walls, bastions, designed by Derek Dahlberg. As the legend says, Peter the Great wanted to visit the city in order to find out the weak spots in the city defense. They say that the Tsar changed his clothing to a Swedish uniform and secretly found a way into the city. After inspection of the fortifications, the Tsar hid in the house of Goethe, the burgomaster of the city, who supported the Russians and secretly communicated with them. While Peter the Great was inspecting the bastions, a citizen recognized him and reported it to the Horn, commandant of the forces. Horn ordered all the city's gates closed and to search every house in the city. Soldiers looked everywhere, but could not find the Russian Tsar. No one searched the house of Goethe because the Swedish authorities fully trusted him. However, the Tsar could not stay for a long time at the house of the burgomaster. His army was waiting for him. But the gates were guarded, and it was absolutely impossible to leave the city unnoticed. The legend says that the Tsar laid down at the bottom of a cart that after was filled with rubbish, and the cart was successfully left the city. In this way, the Russian Tsar, dusty and messy, yet safe and sound, reached his army. A couple days later, when the Russians stormed and conquered the city, the Tsar returned to thank Goethe. He kept Goethe as burgomaster of the city, presented him with an estate, and became godfather to his son. There is another legend that is related to the same event. It claims that the house of Goethe was searched like other houses, but Peter the Great hid behind a puffy skirt of the burgomaster's corpulent wife. The Swedes did not find the Tsar, and then he got outside the city walls in the rubbish cart. Finnish fishermen helped the Tsar to get over the river, and later on the Tsar granted them significant privileges. After the victory of Narva, Peter the Great paid many visits to the city. He stayed at the house that was located on the embankment of Narva, right opposite the Pax Bastion. History has recorded that the balcony on the second floor of the building was connected with the wall of the Pax Bastion by means of a drawbridge on chains. Using the bridge, Peter the Great could get to the wall from his bedroom and then through the city gates down to the River Quay. The following legend is related to the house that would later on be called the Palace of Peter the Great. They say that Peter the Great gave an order from this house from a silversmith named Jakob Lude. Meanwhile, pretending to be occupied with the ongoing Swedish war and other important matters, he forgot to pay Lude for the house. Lude submitted an appeal to the court complaining to the colonel of the Preobrazhensky regiment as Peter the Great introduced himself. When issuing the appeal, the court ordered to collect from the debtor the sum and all interest, while the Tsar, examining the judgment, added not only the interest but also all damage. Up to the Second World War, the Palace of Peter the Great housed a museum of history exhibiting different relics related to the Tsar. In 1944, the building was destroyed.